This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Tuesday, May the 27th of 2025, day 147th of the year, and only 218 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yeah, some Radio Big action coming your way. I hope everything is good and grand over there in your neck of the woods. So anyways, how are you doing? Hopefully you're coming off the long weekend. If not, we'll disregard that we're talking about any of that stuff. Just a little FYI action, so there you go. So yes, three-day weekend over here in the good old U.S. of A. So we are getting into the move and the groove of things, getting back into it today. So don't worry. We got 3 hours packed for you, meaning hour one, you know, the video stuff that we do on the Rated R Safety Show. Hour two and three will still be the Jay Allen in the Morning Show exclusively on RadioBig.fm. Of course, you can get them on the streamer emers. Just don't do any video for it. And it's more of the radio-based stuff where we do music and all that kind of fun stuff. So if you're not familiar with what we do around here, let me just kind of give you the layout of the land. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. We talk a little bit about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse and anything that you might have missed going on inside of the news cycle. That way we can give you the information and then we give you some level of a main story, mostly related to safety towards the middle section. That's kind of what we do. And then some people turn around and go, well, why is not, or let me do this properly.
Why isn't all the information related only to safety? Because listen, if you call it the Rated R Safety Show, it has to only be safety.
Well, we only don't do safety because, we want people to be able to talk a little bit about everything as they are going through the stuff. So if you're having one of those morning meetings or I like to call them in the book, town halls, that way you can discuss a little bit about everything. And it's just not one topic specific. Yeah, I know. Interesting how that works. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving throughout all that stuff with the multiverse, video, audio, and text messaging once you get there. So don't worry. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, let's talk about it real quick because we're going to need to talk about it. Notable and noteworthy the new details on the New Orleans jailbreak. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Also, Diddy spent Memorial Day shooting hoops and eating barbecue chicken. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. And also, Disney's Lilo and Stitch makes box office history. We'll talk about that in the deets. And a handwritten note by Megan Sussex goes viral in the Royals. So we'll talk about all of that fun stuff. So if you're ready, I have my friend from Feature Story News ready to go for it and talking a little bit about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. North Korea's condemned US President Donald Trump's Golden Dome missile shield plan, calling it a very dangerous threat that could spark nuclear war in space. China's expressed strong concerns about Washington's plan too, accusing the US of undermining global stability. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Pyongyang's foreign ministry has called Donald Trump's plan for building a new missile defense system as the root cause of sparking off a global nuclear and space arms race, adding it risks turning outer space into a potential nuclear war field. Pyongyang has repeatedly declared itself an irreversible nuclear weapons state, and analysts say that its strong reaction suggests it views the Golden Dome system as being capable of weakening the effectiveness of its nuclear arsenal. Beijing, too, has warned that the plan violates the principle of peaceful use of outer space. China has been closing the gap with Washington when it comes to ballistic and hypersonic missile technology. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Germany says Ukraine's allies have removed all range limits on arms supplied to Kyiv. It came after Moscow launched what Ukraine says was the largest attack yet on the country, conducted only with drones. 27 people, including 4 children, have been injured after a car drove into crowds attending Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. Police say around 1 million fans had lined the streets, and a 53-year-old British man has been arrested. Merseyside Police Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims.
I know that people will understandably be concerned by what has happened tonight. What I can tell you is that we believe this to be an isolated incident. The incident is not being treated as terrorism. We are not currently looking for anyone else in relation to it. We would ask that people refrain from sharing distressing footage from the incident online.
King Charles has begun a visit to Canada with the backdrop of strained ties between Ottawa and Washington. The King's becoming only the second British monarch to speak at the state opening of the Canadian Parliament. He was invited to Canada amid threats by US President Donald Trump to make the country the 51st state of the US. Journalist Tom Bauer says Washington will be watching closely.
Trump won't hold it against him that he is speaking as the constitutional monarch. And at the same time, Trump does want to come to Britain and have a state visit here. So I think it's obviously a delicate moment, and it could create fireworks if someone plays it wrong. But one just hopes that the Canadians introduce him as their sort of weapon against Trump's aggressive moves. We'll be very careful not to embarrass the King.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the impact of President Donald Trump's war on Harvard University on thousands of international students who study there. The US government has told Harvard its ability to enroll international students is being revoked. It's the latest move in an escalating conflict with the university over White House efforts to profile students, faculty, and administrative staff in a bid to eradicate what President Trump claims is an anti-Semitism on campus, but critics contend is simply constitutionally protected free speech. Alfred Williamson is one British student in Harvard School of Government who is wondering what happens next.
After the news hit, I was on the phone for hours with international friends phoning me up, crying, thinking about transferring. International students make up over a quarter of Harvard's student body. And this has nothing to do with international students. Like, there's a battle between the White House and Harvard, and international students are just being caught in the crossfire. We're essentially being used as pawns in a game that we have no control over. And it feels very dehumanizing to the international community.
A judge on Friday temporarily blocked the US government's plan, but there is no guarantee that ruling will hold. The White House argues it is also trying to reserve places at the storied institution for Americans who apply and get turned down. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, North Korea's condemned US President Trump's Golden Dome missile shield plan, calling it a dangerous move that could spark nuclear war. Germany says Ukraine's allies have removed all range limits on arms supplied to Kyiv. 27 people, including 4 children, have been injured after a car drove into crowds attending Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. And King Charles has begun a visit to Canada with the backdrop of strained ties between Ottawa and Washington. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book 2 of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Hey there, J. Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I guess there's other things in life to be called, that's for sure, as we are hanging out. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as we are doing our thing on this lovely Tuesday, going through everything that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. No doubt about that. So let's get into all the stuff that is going on inside of the world, because what else are we going to do? What else are we going to talk about? So let's get into it. Anyways, follow up to North Korean officials have arrested three shipyard workers following last week's embarrassing failure to launch of the 5,000-ton destroyer. Officials rounded up the Cholin Shipyard's chief engineer, a construction supervisor, and a mid-level manager. The New York Times reports that Kim Jong-young Jr. was personally on hand to watch what was supposed to be the glorious moment of the communist regime marking the launch of the second naval destroyer. But during the ship's slide into the water, it fell off the slip and, according to the satellite imagery, remains floating on its side. Analysts say that the failure to launch much to do with the ship's weight. The Cholin Shipyard usually sets lighter cargo ships and fishing vessels out to sea, not massive warships. South Korean intelligence suggests that in a brutal twist of irony, engineers at Cholin cut corners in order to get the ship ready in time for Junior's visit, leading to a shameful mishap. This is according to the New York Times. Of course, you're not going to see any pictures of it because, hey, why would you? Why would you see any pictures if you know what's going on inside of there? Yeah, I mean, it's just not something you normally get to see. Just the way the world goes, my friends. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about an update coming out of CNN. CNN reports that the inmates who were busted in the New Orleans jail earlier this month used blades on hair clippers to cut through the cell walls. Really? That doesn't seem to be something that you would be able to do normally. Investigators have also identified the jail's accomplices who allegedly helped them escape. In one instance, they provided towels that the escapees later used to scale down the fence. In another, they helped conceal the escape route by moving a toilet to cover the hole in what was cut to use for their escape. Half of the inmates remain at large. This is according to CNN. So I don't know. That gets pretty interesting relatively quick. We've talked about this on several ocasiones on what is going on. So, yeah, some stuff going on right there. I mean, I'll show you the image if you are hanging out on the screen or ener in regards of it. But this is what the picture of the toilet that they covered it looks like. So this is the area that they were using to get out of. I mean, if you look, not much really to look at, but man, it makes things interesting for sure as we're going through it. No doubt there. I lost my picture there. So yeah, some stuff to give some thoughts about. I mean, what do you think about the whole thing? So yeah, that's it. And if you can, I mean, if you're on the radio, here's how it works. It's a toilet and a sink combination, and it looks like it's one giant unit that they've moved off to the side. And I'm not even 100% sure how they got through the rail, because these guys must be extremely skinny if they were able to pull this off, unless there's some kind of other hole over there as well. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are talking. Anyways, Earth has another neighbor in the cosmic neighborhood. An analyst of astronomical data shows that there is a dwarf planet about a third of the size of Pluto that orbits somewhere past Neptune, but in route so the route so wide that it takes about 25,000 years to complete. So far, there's no formal name, only scientific destination 2017 OF201, just in case. That's 2017 OF201. At its closest, the new find is 44.5 times farther than the sun, than the Earth, similar to Pluto, but can be a venture off of 1,600 times that of the farthest. As such, extreme telescopes only can pick up about 1% of the time in view. This is according to the USA Today. Yep. Always seems like something new is popping out there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Last year, the New York Times reported that the indigenous tribe in Brazil was able to connect to the internet for the first time thanks to Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet technology. Only the young men in the Rainforest Society to become infatuated with pornography. Now the tribe is using the Times and the news outlets that share the story for defamation to the they're suing the Times and news outlets that shared the story for defamation to the tune of $180 million each. Yep, you heard me there. $180 million each. The suit alleges that the NYT or the New York Times portrayed the Marubo people as a community unable to handle basic exposure to the internet, highlighting allegations that the youth had become consumed by pornography shortly after receiving access. These statements were not only inflammatory, but conveyed that the average reader that the Marubo people had descended into moral and social decline as direct result of the internet. Okay. Worth noting, a follow-up story of the Times a week after the original made it that despite the social media narrative at the time, it never reported the tribe members were addicted to porn, only that some were sharing it for the first time. By then, the internet sensation mill was running at full capacity. So there you go. So what do you think here? Is this a news story? Like, is this something like defamation of character? Is this like legit here and $180 million per outlet in regards of reporting this or sharing this information? It becomes one of those interesting things, that's for sure, to say the least. So I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening as we get more information, no doubt about that. So that's some stuff to talk about it. Okay, Alex Paolo with Chip Ganassi Racing made history on Sunday, becoming the first Spaniard to win the Indianapolis 500. He entered the race for the two-time defending IndyCar champion and was listed at plus 500 at BetMGM Sportsbook. Driver Marcus Ericsson, Andretti Global, took second, followed by David Malkus in third. So there you go. Some stuff going on inside of the world. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson has died. He passed away on Sunday after battling multiple health conditions, including Alzheimer's disease. Robertson has his family gained fame on A&E's TV show centering on their duck commander hunting company. He was 79 at the time of his passing. Also, former Representative Charlie Rangel has died. Rangel represented the District of New York City for nearly 50 years before retiring in 2017. Spokesperson said that he died in the hospital and no other cause was shared. He was 94 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Also, singer and actress Demi Lovato married singer-songwriter Jordan Lutz on Sunday. She's 32. He's 34. The pair met in 2022 while working on the album Holy... What is it called? Holy... So there you go. Whose album's called because I don't know that. So there you go. Also, what else is going on? Let's see. Number two draft pick Travis Hunter married his college sweetheart Liana De La Fuente on Saturday. He's 22, she's 23. As a wedding gift, Hunter surprised the bride with a Mercedes-Benz AMG G63 worth about $200,000. So there you go. There you go. So some stuff going on right there. So, a lot of interesting times going on inside of the world of the multiverse, no doubt about that. Okay, so take a listen to this. This is interesting. Are you keeping up with the box office? Because I'm kind of surprised by this, I'm not going to lie. So, let's talk about 10 to 1, 1 to 10, because that's what we do. Let's start off with number 10 for the Memorial Day weekend. And number 10 was Hurry Up Tomorrow with $931,000. And number 9 was The Accountant 2 with $2.5 million. And number 8, Minecraft Movie, was $2.8 million. And number 7 was Friendship with $5.7 million. And number 6, The Last Rodeo with $6.2 million. And number 5 was Sinner with $11.2 million, and number 4 was Thunderbolts at $11.6 million, and at number 3 was Final Destination Bloodlines with $24.5 million. Now, these next two movies, I'm kind of surprised on the moment here in regards of what we're seeing. Let me explain. With as much promotion as you've probably seen of Mission Impossible, I'm kind of surprised to reference the following. At number 2 was Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, with $77 million. Yep, $77 million, which does not sound bad on paper, but I just don't know how much it cost to make the movie. So that's going to be the first thing.
Duh.
The other portion is at number 1. Yes, at number 1, and I guess they killed it in the box office when it's all said and done when you start thinking about it, was Lilo and Stitch, the live-action version, with $183 million. Yeah, $183 million. Would have never guessed that. Okay, so let's just move forward. Let's get into the swamp real quick. Joe Biden's granddaughter and child of Hunter Biden is none too thrilled with the release of The Original Sin. And a post on X, Naomi Biden called the book political fairy smut for the permanent professional chattering class. She says that it's full of unoriginal, uninspired lies, but taking attack of both sides of the aisle can agree on is that it adds that it was written by irresponsible, self-promoting journalists out to make a quick buck. And what sounds to anyone as a toxic admission of guilt, she writes, all of this... all of this at the expense of a man who completely good and honest that is it is impossible for these people to ever understand on why or how of it at all. I don't even know what that means. Acknowledging that why or how of it all surely seems that there's plenty to acknowledge. And in an ominous note, she concludes, there are real stories to be told, and one day there will be. I suspect history will reward the truth. Worth noting, from all the men in the center of it all, her father, Hunter, would indeed be a huge payday. And after all, he's absolved from all repercussions from self-incrimination for him and much of their family, thanks to Joe's 11th hour preemptive pardons that occurred before he left. So there you go. What else have we got? Let's talk about some number stuff. Let's see. The Dow lost 256 points on Friday to close at 41,603. The S&P lost 39 points to close at 5,802. And the NASDAQ lost 188 points to close at 18,737. West Texas Intermediate closed at $61 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $64 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.17 on Monday, and Bitcoin slid slightly after a strong end to the last week, trading just over $109,000 on Monday evening. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $173 million jackpot, or a $75.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Let's talk about some other news that was going on according to Showbiz, if you care about this stuff. Sean Combs spent his first Memorial Day behind bars playing basketball and chowing down on barbecue chicken. The music mogul, who is currently on a trial for sex trafficking, also had the option to play dominoes, spades, and other board games with his fellow four North inmates. In addition to lunch of barbecue chicken, Combs and friends were offered mac and cheese, mixed veggies, and holiday dessert. For dinner, they were served chicken and rice and pinto beans and, let's see, canned corn and a whole wheat bread. The third week in testimony kicks off today. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. What else do we have? Eagle-eyed NBA fans discovered two familiar faces in the background of the 1990 trading card featuring the New York Knicks guard Mark Jackson. Sitting on the floor, seats behind Jackson are Eric and Lyle Melendez. The discovery has sent the card value skyrocketing, and with some even, mailing theirs to the brothers behind bars to have them autograph. The game took place after the murder of their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez. Did I call them Melendez earlier? This is according to Fox News. So, some stuff to think about as we are talking and referencing and moving and grooving. Anyways, let's go ahead and do this because I think it's time to talk about the stuff that we need to talk about because it is main story time. So let's go ahead and do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. So let's do some main story stuff because it's that story of the main of the story where we get to have the discussion about a little bit about everything that is going on, a little bit of everything that is happening inside of the world of the multiverse. So let's talk about this. What are you thinking as of late when it comes to social media, when it comes to AI, when it comes to technology for the work that we do? And I'm talking about the work of safety. I'm talking about the work where you get to perform, do, and move forward with everything that's going on. I mean, that kind of stuff. And listen, as good as some of these tools are, I think that it gets confusing at times. For some, maybe not all, about what needs to be done, what needs to happen when life gets better, when life gets different. Because, listen, I don't know how you look at social media. I am always amazed on when someone interacts with me or contacts me in regards of, can you do this, can you do that? All of a sudden, social media has some kind of street cred in regards of it. It's, can you give us a little bit about your background? Can you tell us what exactly are your post impressions? And that means in post impressions are normally a reference piece to how many people visualize it, see something before they have any form of interaction with a post. Just in case you're not familiar with it. So I think it's interesting that that's some level of street cred in regards of what people are looking for when they're having conversations with you. And I'm so confused on, is that what we're valuing what life is? Is that what we're valuing in regards of what we're talking about safety structures? Because, listen, click rate and impression rates and all this kind of fun stuff, I'm not sure if it's really going to change a lot of things for you in your life. I'm not sure if it's going to make life better. And it gets weird when people start talking about this because I go, okay, so what are we going to do now? What's going to change for you if we make a reference to this? It just gets weird. There's a lot of stuff there that's weird about it, because is that that important? Then the other side that we have to look at is some of the AI stuff. And listen, I'm going to tell you, you can use whatever term you want, artificial intelligence. You can use the term of you getting information from a different system. You can use whatever term you want. You still have to double check the information that AI is giving you. And that's where I think a lot of people don't tend to pay attention. And I don't mean that in a terrible way. I mean that from a standpoint of most AI large language models will tell you to verify the information. And some people are putting that info out as it's the gospel. They're putting the information out as, oh, yes, this is the only way, the truth, and the light in regards to moving forward. Now, let me explain this to you. That's not how that works. I have had several occasions where I have interacted with AI where it has given me wrong information. Now, let me make sure that I say this correctly. Most of the time, the information has been correct, but there has been times that the information has been way off. And I'm not talking about like off, like, oh, it's kind of off. I'm talking about like stuff that is general knowledge that has not even been remotely close in regards of what needs to happen. So with that being said, and looking around, you have to be aware that if you are using social media to post some of your stuff about safety and you're using AI to get there, you probably need to be a little bit more careful than what you think. And why do I say that? Well, I say that from the following standpoint. If we are looking at this overall and looking at this and going, okay, we need to get the information to you, wouldn't you want to verify that that's accurate? As much as we sit around and talk about some of this stuff and talk about, hey, this should be done in this way, that way, and the other, how would we not verify or vet the information before we share it with anyone else? This is where things can get a little hokey. So just because someone is first on reporting or someone is first on commenting or someone is first on posting does not necessarily mean that the information is accurate.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund.
So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Mr. Safety Training, old, stale, and hacked. Mr. Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in. And the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud.
Home Title Locks put a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio Big, mastering the art of putting music on shuffle. Radio Big.
Okay, here we go. Currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour. As you and I are hanging out, going through this whole multiverse of things. As we are talking, doing all the fun stuff. Yeah, this right here, in case you are wondering, which you should be wondering, is a song called Gravity by Wolf Club. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. If you want to give it a little ringer-inger. A lot of cool stuff going on here. We would like to thank Wolf Club for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Okay, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, and that's just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Listen, you might look at it and go, this is not something that I need, but you never know when you might need it. That's the interesting part about the whole thing. Once you get there, just click on the section. Take a look around, see what information's readily available. You might not need it, but somebody else you might know could need it. So just something to think about as we are talking. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Anyways, take a listen to this one real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And a new type of a contact lens allows the user to see in the dark. Chinese scientists say that the infrared contact lenses enable supervision by converting infrared light into visible light, and the wearer can see objects in the dark even if their eyes are closed. Unlike night vision goggles, the state-of-the-art contact lenses don't require a power source. They're transparent, which means that the users can see both infrared and visible light simultaneously. The developers say that the infrared vision is enhanced when the users has their eyes closed. The senior author of the research notes that the potential application for the new invention include transmitting information in security, rescue, and encryption of anti-counterfeiting settings. Great. Now I can lose sleep and see why. Isn't that interesting? And seeing in the dark with my eyes closed. Yeah, that sounds like a superpower or a curse. Not sure which one I would definitely take a look at this as we are going through it. So what do you think here? Just some stuff to talk about for sure. Anyways, at what age do you suppose most people finally give up and intentionally or not, and cut way back on their exercise? Well, according to a new research, 49 is the age when physical activity markedly declines. Northeastern University researchers looked at the existing research, which has shown that it is hard to maintain physical active lifestyle as we age. They analyzed that the brain scans the activity levels for more than 600 people and found that their physical activity drops suddenly around the age of 49. And then the brain is partially to blame. Lead researchers Timothy Morris explained that when you age, the part of the brain that helps control impulses like the cell network changes so that at a certain point your brain won't naturally inhibit that desire to sit on the sofa. In other words, there's no little voice telling you to turn off the TV and do something else. So those are some key areas to think about. So now blame it on your brain if you don't want to exercise. I guess that's one way to look at it. Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Larry. Roger Utnemer said, "Delegating your advertising to an ad agency demonstrates a lack of interest in the success of your own business." I love this. I agree, to a point. I'm sure we could give examples of times where an agency was the right way to go, but I know a hospital that has a larger team in their marketing office than the entire agency has in their whole building, but they still pay this agency big bucks to make decisions for them. Why not just hire some of those people to work in your office? Why pay 15% more per ad for the agency commission? Just bring them in-house. You can still outsource things from your office.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Where did the entitlement mindset come from? You know, the I deserve it. I'm entitled attitude. It didn't come from the scriptures, which say, go to the ant. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores up its provisions in summer and gather its food in winter. That's Proverbs 6. Although it is tiny and of primitive intelligence, it still has a good sense to work hard and plan ahead. Because it gathers and stores its provisions in the summer, it has plenty when the barrenness of winter comes. Lord, bless the work of our hands this day and every day. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
On the Radio Safety Show.
Russia has launched its most extensive drone assault on Ukraine since the conflict began, deploying over 350 drones in a single night. Ukrainian officials report that the attacks have caused significant damage and casualties across multiple regions.
This escalation follows a recent prisoner exchange where both nations released over 1,000 captives. Global leaders, including U.S. President Donald Trump, have condemned the attacks, with Trump calling Russian President Vladimir Putin absolutely crazy. European leaders are considering increased sanctions against Moscow as tensions continue to rise.
Israeli airstrikes have intensified in Gaza, resulting in dozens of deaths, including civilians sheltering in a repurposed school.
A U.S. and Israeli-backed NGO, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, plans to begin aid distribution despite opposition from Hamas and other aid groups. Meanwhile, international criticism is mounting over Israel's military tactics and the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The conflict continues to draw global scrutiny as hostilities escalate. Benjamin Wright reporting.
French President Emmanuel Macron has dismissed a viral video showing his wife Brigitte appearing to shove him in the face during their arrival in Vietnam.
The video, which circulated widely on social media, sparked speculation about the couple's relationship. However, Macron emphasized that their interaction was lighthearted and should not be misinterpreted. The presidential tour in Southeast Asia continues as planned. Chris Anderson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
President Donald Trump has agreed to delay a proposed 50% tariff on European Union goods until July 9th, allowing more time for negotiations.
Trump announced the delay during a Memorial Day event, stating that the extension aims to give both sides an opportunity to reach a fair agreement. European officials have welcomed the postponement, expressing hope for a resolution that benefits both economies. The tariff threat has been a point of contention in transatlantic relations. Lawrence Keller reporting.
At least 11 people were hospitalized following a shooting on a charter boat in Little River, South Carolina. Authorities report that the incident occurred during a private event on Sunday evening.
Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the shooting and have not yet released information about potential suspects. Witnesses described a chaotic scene as attendees sought cover and assistance. The motive behind the attack remains unclear as the investigation continues. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The 2025 American Music Award took place yesterday in Las Vegas, marking the show's return after a two-year hiatus.
Fans saw appearances by several high-profile musicians, with awards presented in categories such as Artist of the Year and Song of the Year. The ceremony celebrated the achievements of artists over the past year and reconnected with audiences after its break. Organizers have expressed excitement about bringing the music community together once again. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, the COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. surpasses 100,000. The number is equal to the number of the U.S. servicemen and women killed in Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan, all put together. That happened back on this date in 2020. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, let's talk about that. Zach Heron turns 24. Jade Carey turns 25. Lily Rose Depp turns 26. Chris Colfer turns 35. Let's see. Blippi turns 37. Natalie Neidhart turns 43. Let's see. Jamie Oliver, 50. And Andre 3000 turns 50 as well. Majority Taylor Greene turns 51. Let's see. Antonio Friedman, 63. Paul Bettany turns 54. Joseph Fiennes turns 55, Sean Keenly, 59, Todd Bridges, 60, and Richard Schiff turns 70. So those are the birthdays that are going on today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Sunscreen Day. Yep, there you go. Okay, if you need a rando ando for today, here's a random joke. After overthinking it for 6 hours, I decided that actually it's not that big of a deal. If you need a question for, or well, not a question, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What do you prefer to understand, but actually have no clue about? Yeah, it happens. We tend to pretend quite a bit that we understand stuff that we don't have no clue. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey found that 55% of parents plan to do this with their kids this summer. What is it? Go to a concert. Why are you waiting only for the summer? I mean, that seems like a long time to wait. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to end our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, that would be fantastic. I will be over there on that side of the network. If you don't go over there and you hang out here on Safety FM, you get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Nothing makes one feel so strong as a call for help. Think about that. Anyways, that's going to do our time together. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios. as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.